This is The Decision Layer. I'm Bill Anastas, a podcast about production, taste, technology, and the choices that make work real. This episode is called Every Medium Refuses Something. It's about what happens when an idea meets the form that has to make it real. Every medium refuses something. Take the sentence you're hearing right now. On the page, you control the pace. You can stop, you can reread, you can go back to the first clause while you work through the second. But here, you hear it once. It moves in one direction. I need the breath to say it, and you need enough memory to follow it. A sentence can look precise on the page and become impossible to understand out loud. The words can stay identical while the communication fails. And that's not just a problem with language. It happens whenever an idea moves into a form with its own behavior. A deck can hold several possibilities at once. A shoot has to choose what actually exists in front of the camera. A storyboard can imply motion between perfect frames. An edit has to deal with duration, coverage, and rhythm. A polished interface can suggest effortless use. The actual product has to respond when a user taps, waits, makes a mistake, or gets interrupted. The medium isn't a container for an already finished idea. It's one of the forces that decides what the idea can become. Teams often talk as if the idea is complete before it enters production. The concept has been approved. Now it needs to become a film, or a site, or an event, or a product. That language makes the next stage sound mechanical. The important thinking has happened. Production just has to move the idea into the selected format without damaging it. But changing mediums isn't the same as exporting a file. Every medium handles time, space, attention, control, and error differently. Some qualities come easy, others get expensive. Part of the idea may carry over, another part has to be rebuilt. Writing can accumulate detail because the reader can navigate it. Speech has to remain clear while it moves. A still image can suspend a perfect moment. Motion has to explain how the work entered that moment and how it leaves. A live event can create a kind of presence that a recording can't reproduce, but it gives up the certainty that every moment will happen exactly as planned. Those aren't technical details that get added after the creative decision. They're creative conditions. And if the idea ignores them, production inherits a promise the medium can't keep. Here's why this happens so often. An idea is most flexible before it becomes real. In a deck, a phrase can feel cinematic and intimate, immediate and interactive, all at once. Everyone in the room imagines a private version of how those qualities might fit together. The phrase doesn't have to choose a lens. It doesn't need a location. It doesn't have to fit a runtime or survive a performance. It can suggest an experience without explaining the mechanism that creates it. That flexibility is useful early in a process. Possibility needs room before judgment narrows it. The problem starts when an abstraction becomes a production promise before anyone tests what the medium can actually do. A storyboard may sell a transition that needs the camera to be in two places at once. A script may contain a line that nobody can say naturally. A desktop design may become unreadable when it's reduced to a phone. A live segment may demand spontaneity and exact repeatability at the same time. That doesn't mean those ideas have failed, but admiration isn't enough anymore. The medium has asked a question that the concept didn't have to answer. So the next question is simple. What has to survive? What does the audience need to understand, feel, or do? What part of the idea creates it? And what only belongs to the way the idea was first presented? What can the new medium actually do? Think about a sentence on a page. It contains three qualifications because precision matters. But spoken aloud, the listener may lose the main thought before the final qualification arrives. The faithful spoken version may need four shorter sentences. The language changes so the meaning can survive. That's not simplification for its own sake. It's fidelity to the listener, not the paragraph. The same thing happens when a deck becomes a shoot. The deck can leave room for different interpretations because its job is to set a direction. But a camera can't photograph an unresolved category. It needs a place, a body, light, sound, time, and a sequence of choices. The production may have to surrender a visual reference. It may combine two moments, change the scale, or replace a clever transition. The question isn't whether the finished work resembles every slide. The question is whether the experience that made the idea worth choosing is still there. An idea doesn't survive because all of its original parts survive. It survives because the right part does. This is where the word faithful can get a team into trouble. They protect an idea by preserving its most visible features. The voiceover repeats the deck. The motion follows the storyboard exactly. The mobile product shrinks the desktop layout. The live presentation follows a film treatment beat for beat. You can still recognize the source, so the adaptation looks faithful. But looking faithful isn't the same as working. The sentence still contains every word, but nobody can follow it. The shot matches the board, but the camera move makes the performance feel remote. The interface retains every control, but the user can't find the next action. The live event preserves the scripted sequence, but leaves no room for the presence that justified doing it live. A literal translation can keep all the evidence of the idea and still lose its effect. That's why good production can make the finished work look less like the approved source. The change isn't automatically a creative departure. It may be what keeps the original intention working under new conditions. So say what kind of change you're making. Are you changing this because the team prefers something else? Or because the medium needs different behavior? What stays true after the change? Now, adaptation isn't a defense of the source. It's a production decision. Now, there's an important limit to this idea. A constraint doesn't become virtuous because it's difficult. Sometimes the medium is wrong for the idea. Sometimes a technical limitation is temporary. Sometimes a budget decision is being described as a law of physics. And sometimes a team calls something impossible because its current process doesn't know how to make it. But saying every medium refuses something doesn't mean we should accept every refusal. The team still has to figure out what kind of limit it's facing. Does the limit come from how the audience receives the work? Or does it come from the available technology, time, access, or skill? Can the medium be expanded? Should the idea change? Or should the production choose another form? Take a live event. It can't guarantee perfect repeatability without giving up some of what makes it live. That's an inherent trait. But if a particular stage is too small, that's a production condition. That trait requires a choice about risk and presence. A stage problem may just require another venue. Good production doesn't obey every limit. It knows which limits define the form and which ones the team can change. The cheapest way to learn this is to test early. Read the line aloud. Put the boards in time. Try the camera move in the space. Use the interface with one hand while you're distracted. Rehearse the live transition instead of admiring it in the run of show. Those may look like execution checks. They're actually creative tests. They tell you whether the idea works in its medium or is still surviving on imagination. This isn't about shrinking ambition before the work begins. It's to find the part of the ambition the medium can make real. The earlier that happens, the more choices remain available. A sentence can be rewritten. A board can change. A design can establish a different hierarchy. The team can decide where a live segment needs control and where uncertainty creates value. Later, the same discovery gets expensive. The crew is waiting. The build is underway. The edit has no coverage. The talent is holding language that never belonged in a mouth. Now everyone is solving a creative problem at production prices. The medium was always going to ask this question. Production decides how expensive the answer will be. An idea doesn't become real by remaining unchanged. It becomes real by finding a form that can deliver its essential promise. That means losing something. Some ambiguity disappears. Visual references break. Details move. Control gets exchanged for presence. Breath gets exchanged for clarity. The point isn't to preserve everything. The point is to know what the work can't afford to lose. Every medium refuses something. The medium isn't where the idea goes after the decision. The medium is part of the decision. That's the decision layer. You can read this piece at blog.banast.as.